from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Trill. Final hour for us, broadcasting live from the Tito's Stillhouse at the Tour Championship East Lake Golf Course. Day one of the Super Bowl of the PGA season. Somebody's going to win $25 million on Sunday. Now, Scottie Scheffler's been the leader on Thursday all 3 years we've been here.
Scottie Scheffler, crazy, isn't it?
He hasn't closed it out yet, so maybe this is the year that he does. He's won every other damn thing this year. Seems right that he'd win this one too. Yeah. He'd be close to $100 million
in one freaking year, dog.
In earnings. I saw the craziest stat I saw was Scottie Scheffler's caddy. If he gets the 10% rate that you normally get, Scottie Scheffler's caddy will have made more in tournament earnings this year than Jordan Spieth.
Wow!
Because of the mediocre season that Jordan Spieth had, and because of how much winning Scottie Scheffler's done.
You know what? Whenever you just said that, my first thought process was going back to Full Swing, and the guy and his caddy are best friends, but he can't win, so he can't earn.
Yeah, Joel Tamez.
Yeah. I automatically go
He's
back
like,
to that.
Hey, Joel, you need to maybe cut down on the alcoholism.
I mean, because he was.
I gotta pay for my kids.
He was knocking them things back, and like, hey man, that's our earning right there,
yeah,
dog.
Because
I'm pretty sure this ain't free.
Yeah, you might want to take this a little more serious.
Private jet? No. We're riding Spirit.
Yeah, we're flying. Yeah, exactly. We're flying Frontier, bro. Until you get that slice.
You know what I'm saying?
Out.
But damn, that's serious right there, bro.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
That's a
lot of bread and everything like that. But yeah, right. We were just talking because I don't wear collared shirts and all that stuff. When I come to a golf course, how I want to come to a golf course. But like we see everybody with the fresh golf attire. You got your fresh golf shirt. Abe, is that a golf shirt? Okay, Abe had his fresh golf shirt
on.
Is
that from here?
Okay. Jersey Mike got his polo on and everything, you know.
Mike had the full top button.
Yes,
and,
but he got the two gold chains, so you need to let them show.
He's looking so Jersey.
Yes,
today,
he looks just like his that jersey. But yeah, we were just mentioning, you know, the golf attire.
Yes,
and there's like the women's golf attire. It's outstanding.
It's come a long way.
My wife ain't never been on a golf course, but she wears golf attire.
Yeah, she has golf outfits.
Yes, my wife, and I love it. I love when she wears it. But that's why we were like, maybe I should go to Pro Shop and get my wife something.
Should.
But it's kind of.
It's not going to be cheap.
I mean, what is?
What is cheap?
What is cheap?
Anything worth something costs whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be expensive in there, man.
My thing is, I don't fit in those places.
What do you mean?
Look at me. I ain't seen one T-shirt person come down. Everybody got on collar shirts.
You're right.
But they got the collar shirt.
Now you could go in there and get a collar shirt.
Yeah. Why would I want to wear a collar shirt?
Well, if you're worried about fitting
I promise you right now, every collar shirt I got is either got 99 The Game on it or I bought it at the Walmart because I was in a pinch and I needed a collar shirt. All right, I got three black ones for some reason. I got three black collar shirts, and they all came from Walmart and different Walmarts when I was in a pinch and needed a collar shirt. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need a collar shirt, man.
Nah, you have a great T-shirt.
I have a distinctive look
like,
about
okay,
it.
You wear T-shirts to the golf tournament, but you wear golf T-shirts. Like, they're Caddyshack-specific T-shirts.
That is true.
So it's not, you know.
That is true.
It's not like you're just rogue.
I get the most, I like it.
You get the most compliments.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because all the rest of us are dressed like all the rest of us. Everybody else looks the exact same.
You don't have your DQ shoes on. What are those shoes called?
Oh, the On Clouds?
Yeah, the On Clouds.
No, I don't have my On Clouds. I have my Hokas.
The Hokas.
The other one. It all comes in one uniform.
Oh, okay.
It's the white guy golf tournament uniform. You either have On Clouds or Hokas. It's one
okay,
or the other.
But that's it. But that's the look with the cacks tucked tight.
Now at least I got gym shorts on or sport athletic shorts on because they breathe better.
Right.
But yeah, I got the polo on. It's very standard look that you're going to.
Are you wearing a polo tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll wear a polo tomorrow. Right. Now I might wear this one again. Because it cost $100, and I bought it last year. So I was like, am I going to wear it Friday or Thursday? I was like, I'll wear it Thursday, and then maybe I'll wash it.
You're getting all that out there. But you told us when you bought that, you said you were going to get every cent out of it.
I'm going to wear this
shirt. Have you gotten all your money back?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Not yet. I'm going to have this shirt until Lily's in college. I'm going to wear this shirt. I'm going to wear this shirt to her college graduation. I'm not kidding. When I got in my car this morning, I thought about it. Like, this probably is the most expensive piece of clothing that I have that's not a suit.
Uh-huh.
Honestly. Like, this shirt costs $104.
I know how much it costs.
It's outrageous.
I remember when you bought it.
It's an outrage.
How many times a week do you wear it?
Oh, no.
I mean, how many times?
Not often.
Not often, okay.
I'm not going to wear it to work, really.
Right.
I'll wear it when I play golf sometimes, but not every time.
How's your game been since golfing?
I play great in this shirt.
There it is.
Every time I've played in this shirt, I've been under 80.
There we go.
Yeah, so this shirt is it's a go-low shirt. It's a go-low shirt. Last time I played, I shot a 74.
Go-low.
So I was feeling pretty good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, dog.
Anybody shoots a 74 out here, they're not getting that 25.
Yeah, they're not. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about you.
Yeah,
we're talking about. That's why I said, are we on? Because obviously tomorrow was our day. It was Andy and Randy time.
I know.
But it's okay. I'm almost over.
We got. It helps that we got it in last Tuesday, right?
We did. Okay. We did. But yeah, tomorrow's Andy and Randy day. But it's okay. It's okay.
They messed me up because normally they had changed the weekend of the tournament to the weekend before Labor Day. Now, this year it's on Labor Day. Hopefully next year they'll go back to the week. Because we always leave town for Labor Day.
Yes.
And we always leave immediately when we get off the air on Friday at 2 o'clock. And my wife gets up at 1 a.m. to go to work, so I don't want her to drive.
Yeah.
To Waynesville. She's going to fall asleep.
Exactly.
So I drive us up there. I don't want to pop too many transfusions.
No, I don't want you
before
doing
I
that.
Drive with the whole family up into the mountains.
You don't drink transfusions.
I love them.
You ain't never drank one with me.
I drank seven of them last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
I really was on it then. Where'd you hide that pink, the purpleness?
Inside the
Oh,
inside
that's right.
The
we had, okay. Yeah, I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, inside the Yeti, so you
okay.
didn't know. They're so good.
Oh, yeah. Were you embarrassed for me to know?
Wouldn't say embarrassed.
Did you think I would judge you?
Of course. You're judging me right now.
How am I judging you?
You're judging me a year later. Because you just said you didn't drink any in front of me. Turns out I did, but I hid it. Not because of embarrassment, but I
judging
mean,
me, I would judge you.
Yeah, like I'm not like embarrassed to do much, but I don't know. There's something like it's not proud, you know. it's something between embarrassed and proud.
Okay,
what is in the middle there?
I don't know.
It's like I did it, you know.
That's okay. I have no problem with it. I mean, I'm not bragging about it. I didn't know you were one of those guys.
They taste so good. They're so refreshing.
I take your word for it. I have to take your word for it. I didn't know.
All right.
Who knew?
All right. Final hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Who knew?
Everybody knew. We can tell. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Yeah, it was one of those, like, I felt like it was hit harder than it was, so I kind of, like, overreached, and it hit me right here in the palm of my hand, and then it hit me right in the chin, and, yeah, it was not one of my finer moments, but at least I had everything attached at the end of it.
Yeah, man. I
don't
mean,
know what that is.
I, That was Chris Sale.
Oh,
remember that ball Ricky Sadoff?
When that ball Ricky Sadoff?
I was like, oh.
Got it. Because
you didn't know. Because you know it hit him. I didn't know if it hit him in his
right
wrist.
Well, because right now, anytime anything like that happens, okay, now I get the context now. Anytime anything like that happens with the Braves currently, you fear the worst immediately.
Hell yeah.
Luckily, because it wasn't.
That's the biggest thing. Like, damn. I mean, because what was the thing? We said this before Austin Riley. I'm saying, okay, we're getting guys back. We just can't lose somebody else.
Yeah.
And damn it, you keep losing people.
They didn't listen.
And if they would have lost Chris Sale, it would have been disastrous. But they did. They went up there. They got the sweep. Started a four-game series with the Phillies, who lost last night to the Astros.
10-0, by the way.
Yeah, and so now
they got embarrassed by the Astros.
You got so much. You got this important series up there to close this gap even more. Let's go, Chale, and see if they can figure out this thing, because the Phillies aren't playing their best now. For some reason, when the Braves go up there, you know, it's going to be extra rack. I mean, this weekend in Philadelphia is going to be crazy.
Sure.
Ain't no Eagles, ain't nothing this weekend, so everybody's going to put all their energy up there into this series as the Braves are going up there and trying to come back home with, hell, down one game.
If they sweep them, they come back down one game. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Because that would be going into, I know, September, what starts on Sunday, whatever it is. But they close it out on Sunday with that and go into September in a flat-out pennant race.
Right.
Now, the opposite can happen. Like, they're down four. They could come back down nine, and the pennant race could be over by all intents and purposes.
And I'm sure that's how they're looking at his Philly.
Yeah.
Think away, man.
Yeah, I mean, Philly wins the series because it's a four-game series. You can gain a couple games in ground, or the Braves, conversely, can do the same thing. I mean, look, a split would be fine. Obviously, you'd love to win three out of four. If you could sweep them, that'd be crazy. Like, that would be very demoralizing for the Phillies.
Yeah, man.
To go up there and do that in their ballpark with the lead that they had and as well as they started the season and everything that Braves are dealing with. But, yeah, they've won five series in a row now. Make it six.
Why not?
If they make it six, because, again, you can't win the series unless it's 3-1.
Yes.
You gain two games on them, you come back down three. That's a legit pennant race going into
September. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man. And that one, that's
how close does it have to be for it to be a legit pennant race?
I would say three. Yeah. And that's one thing about it. That puts all the pressure on them.
All the pressure.
All the pressure on them. Or does it? I thought about that. Or does it? Because when it was switched last year, they got after us.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
the pressure was on the Braves last year.
Exactly. So all the pressure, meaning they don't mind being the wild card. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
And that's
so
true.
And so that's why I was saying that. But, no, the Braves are in perfect position. We were talking about a lot what happened in the game. Chris Sale was great. Marcell Ozuna, I mean, he didn't break no speed records, but he just showed the heart and the desire of a man willing to give it all and put it on the line.
Put it all on the line.
Put it all on the line. We know he got a bruised shin bone.
Oh, no. His ACLs are so sore today.
Yeah, we know
his
all that
stuff. His hamstrings.
We know all this stuff about him.
Marcell hadn't been in the cold tub all year.
But he went.
Had to get in there last night.
But he wouldn't got it.
Had to.
Wouldn't got it.
Had to.
Let's go, Charlie.
Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. Is he pitching for a postseason spot?
Yeah.
Because Schwellenbach's taking it from him right now.
Even
Grant said it earlier this week, right?
Yeah.
Like, as much as he's got the track record of playoff success and Snit loves a vet and all that kind of stuff, but like,
That's the only reason why, which you just said the last thing.
Yeah.
Snit loves a vet.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. You like guys with the experience, but you got to ride the hot hand. So, yeah, Charlie, you know, he's been better three out of the last four times.
Lego Charlie.
There it is.
Rides a vet.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get a little bit more into this college football weekend that lies ahead. So there's some college football games tonight, too, by the way. Abe's got a list of things that keep SEC fans up at night. We'll see if these things would keep you up at night. Like, what are Georgia fans actually worried about? You worried about anything?
No.
Like, what could you possibly be worried about?
Global warming?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Climate change is Georgia's biggest worry as far as the college football season goes. We'll talk about it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, golfers,
we're here to talk about golf.
Our PGA Tour coverage rolls on
with Andy and Randy, live from Tito's Stillhouse at the Tour Championship
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Well, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes the
– yeah, man.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
There you go. It took your boy a sec, but I was like, I'd look and keep looking and observing. Oh, yeah, I see you now.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That up for me.
I got this.
Hey, thanks for being with us. It's a Trillville Thursday. We're broadcasting live from the Tour Championship. We're at the Tito's Stillhouse where we just saw a tragedy occur.
Oh, my God.
We just saw a tragic event.
And we saw it about –
we saw it happening.
We saw it happening in real time, and all we had to do was go – Don't
do
that.
Yeah. But we didn't. We just watched it like a train wreck.
Yes.
Poor guy bought his cocktail, and they give it to you in the little plastic cup, right? He also had his Yeti Tour Championship coffee tumbler, whatever.
Yes.
And he was going to transfer one to the other.
Yes.
And in the process of taking the top off the Yeti, he put the plastic cup on the trash can. The trash can has an angle on the top of it. Cocktail all over the floor.
Yes, man.
And now he's got to go get back in line. I don't know how much cocktails cost. I'm sure
they're like $20.
I'm sure it's a reasonable price.
Yeah, they're like $20.
But
it's reasonable.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, man, it's okay. I mean,
you were all over it.
I was like, sitting there
before the drink hit the ground. Yes, you were cussing.
I was
at
like,
him.
Oh no, you did not just do that. But yeah, man. I mean, that's just
it's a sad day.
It's a sad day, but I'm sure that it won't set him back. They'll get him another.
He looked like he had plenty of money, and you know the good thing about the Tito's Stillhouse.
There's plenty of Tito's.
They're not going to run out.
Yeah,
of Tito's.
They're not going to run out of Tito's. and so and it's cool because we got the cups, and I was talking to you.
There he is.
$25.
$25. Sorry, man.
Sorry, brother. But yeah, because I have the one from last year. And I have this one, and then I have one for my Georgia National Championship one that I actually use, and I have another one, Georgia, but I never used those. And so we were talking to them, I was like, I was going in the kitchen cabinet for something where all our mugs and everything are, and I was looking at it, there's like 8 different damn coffee mugs and coffee-type cups.
Yeah, like the travel coffee mug.
It's not even those. It's like the big Starbucks cups that are plastic that you can reuse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 3 of them in there. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you need all that?
You don't.
Yeah. It's like, what is the point of all this stuff,
man? Because you and I, well, at least I don't know how often you travel with it or take it with you, but I take coffee with me every single morning.
All right. My coffee cup is in my car right now.
Use the same one.
Yeah, I used to say I use.
Now I'll throw it in the dishwasher, you know, whatever, a couple days, whatever, maybe on the weekend. But it's dirty from coffee.
Yeah, I like
so I'm just
mine
put
being
more
dirty.
Coffee
no,
in.
I got my only the one I use is the one from Georgia's first championship, the one under Kirby. All right, you can barely tell all the writing's on.
I would
the
hope it's not from the 80 championship.
No, no,
that
no,
might be
no,
a little
no. I don't think they probably even had those. But that's what I'm saying. And I'm over there. I was like, well, I was like, do you need all these coffee cups?
No, the answer is no, because you know what happens to them.
They
take
the
a
car.
Different one every single yes. day, and then there's five travel mugs in the car by the end of the week, and then my wife comes in with an armful of travel
there's
mugs,
a,
and then that takes up all the space in the dishwasher.
It's a 10-foot walk, and not and she's listed right now. It's a 10-foot walk from Kurt get out of her car in the garage to walk around and come into the kitchen.
It's right there.
Right there.
It's one door.
Yes. One one door, 10 steps.
Yeah, but that's what it is. That's what it
door,
is.
Ten
so
steps.
You can have 30 coffee mugs in your car
yes.
at all times. It's very important. Hey, so here's something that's going to happen over the next half an hour or so. Dukes and Bell are broadcasting from here as well, but not the exact same spot that we're in.
Yes.
So our engineer team has to get from here over to where Dukes and Bell are by the time we're done on the radio
yes.
and their show starts.
Yes.
So,
and we don't want Mike falling out.
Mike threw up last year. Mike had to carry a table because John Frankie went to the wrong place or whatever. And so Mike threw up last year, and I don't want that to happen because it's hot out
yes.
again. And so Mike's got to get from here to there. So we're going to be off the air at 1:50, a little
yes.
earlier.
Yes.
So that means we're going to break in this segment a little earlier. That means we're going to start the AMA a little earlier. So if you want to call in and ask an AMA question today,
yes.
instead of waiting until 1:40 or until we come back from break and I beg you to call,
yes.
call at like 1:36.
Yes.
Call it like 136, 404-726-0929. About 10 minutes from right now, we'll get you in on the AMA as we got to make all the logistics work here at Eastlake.
Yeah, man.
Before we do that, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. College football kicks off this weekend. College football kicks off tonight,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. And it's a quirky type game.
Yeah.
When you look at, you know, with Colorado – and you know, we know everything that's around it and everything. And me,
sure.
personally, I don't think it's as big a deal as because – but, you know, when the media gets stuff
– what you don't think what's
I don't think all the Deion Banning a media guy and all – I just don't think it's that's going to have anything to do with it. If
Oh, Colin, I don't think it'll have anything to
you
do
know
with
people,
it.
What's the favorite word that people that have never been in a locker room like to say about certain things? Distraction. This is not. This would not be the reason his players play bad. If Deion has not addressed the trenches, they will lose tonight because – one thing that is it one of them damn Dakota
it's
State?
North Dakota,
North Dakota
State.
State, the Bison.
The Bison.
Oh, you know what they're gonna do?
The Bison versus the
Buffalo. They're gonna run the damn football.
Oh yeah.
And if they ain't tightened up, I'm talking about Colorado. No matter.
No, absolutely right. And that's
they should not. This game should. If Deion, this game should be close. It should be.
Shouldn't
it should
be close from a skill position standpoint.
Yes.
I don't know where Colorado is as far as their trench play goes.
Yeah.
Because they were not a Power 5 trench play team.
You're absolutely correct.
I mean, they had some of the most exciting players in college football
right.
at the top end, and then one of them gets hurt and everything changes.
Yep.
They had absolutely no depth, and I don't know. I know that he's addressed it as far as the transfer portal goes, but I don't know if these guys can play.
I don't either.
We'll see what that looks like. But, no, I'm with you as far as, like, the off-field, whatever you want to call it, like the media stuff, all that. That very quickly goes away.
Yes.
If they're 3-0,
4-0. Yes.
But if they lose tonight,
yes.
all everything gets magnified.
I'm talking about everything.
You can't ban a reporter and then lose to North Dakota
no.
State. You just can't.
Nope.
You can't.
No.
You can stop taking phone calls if you're Dabo because you're Dabo.
Yes.
You can get a law changed in Georgia if you're Kirby because
right.
you're Kirby. But in order to do these, because, I mean, let's be honest about what it is. Like, you're right. This reporter was out of pocket and saying stuff they shouldn't say.
Right.
But that's also pretty common in today's
yeah.
media landscape.
Yeah.
Like, coaches caring about stuff like that, I think, is I don't know. I don't know that it does them more good than it does them bad as far as public perception goes. That kind of stuff only gets talked about when things aren't going well.
Correct.
Like, you can get, I don't want to say anything, but you can look away from a lot of things in college football if the team's doing well.
Oh, no doubt.
A lot of things get treated a lot more seriously if you're not. Like, Mel Tucker's still the coach at Michigan State if they had won some games
yeah,
the previous
they would have figured
years.
It out.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been that big of – wouldn't have been, not to say what he did or allegedly did wasn't that big of a deal, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know how college football programs work. Colorado's no different than any of them.
I agree.
Like, they have to win tonight.
Yeah.
It's North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They have much harder games on their schedule
than North
coming
Dakota
up.
State.
But it's also the first game. And the whole offseason of narrative and nonsense. And look, people – this isn't a secret – there's a lot of North Dakota State fans tonight.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that want Colorado to lose and want Deion Sanders to lose and fail at Colorado. So if they lose tonight, that story won tomorrow morning on a lot of these talk shows, man. Like, again, that's the benefit of Deion. Like, you get talked about and treated like Georgia without any of the on-field success. But you also get criticized and absolutely drugged through the mud if you don't live up to it. They lose to North Dakota State tonight, tomorrow. Like, tomorrow's a bloodbath for Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, no. Somebody said, did I say $25 for a drink was reasonable? I didn't say that. I said the reasonable for him.
Yeah, the man's got an Augusta straw hat on. He's clearly been to the Masters.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah,
he's printing money.
When I pay $25 for a drink, I have.
I have.
I did it here.
I've paid $25 for multiple drinks in this very room.
Yes, I have. I have. But I'm not saying it was reasonable. I'm saying I had too many of those $25 drinks.
It's all about context.
That's it.
It's all about circumstance.
That's it.
In the normal day, I'm not going to go actively search for a $25 drink.
No.
But
if I'm here.
I'm at the Tito Stillhouse.
All right, why not?
I'm hanging out with Randy.
Why not?
I've already had a couple. Oh, that's a couple more.
But we rotated, though. You bought one, I bought one.
So we cut our costs in half.
We cut our costs in half. We didn't spend it all on
each
other.
Actually, I bought two because I bought one for me and one for you.
So I bought one for you and one for me.
I know that. But the cost was half.
It sounds better that way.
We're doing that Shaq gas mask.
Yes, we are.
Right now.
Yeah. You remember that? No, Kitty. Like, Shaq, what the hell are you talking about?
No, if I stop twice a week and only spend $20, it's half.
Yeah, whatever.
I know, but if you have to go more than twice anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of these SEC schools quickly. We'll skip over some of the ones that probably legitimately have, like, stay-up-at-night worries. But if you're Alabama and you're an Alabama fan, what's the thing you're legitimately most worried about going into this season?
When you go back to – and you always – when you listen to Coach Saban talk about certain things, and he kept mentioning what they lost in the secondary. And if that's the thing, then there it is right there. But I think – first of all, we both think Caleb DeBoer is a very, very, very good football coach. Yep. They got a veteran quarterback. They have a really good offensive line. Where are the skill receivers at? Where they are? It's Alabama. We might not have heard of any of these dudes, but I'm sure they got some ballers. They're gonna run the hell out of the football. They're gonna run the football a lot behind that big offensive line.
Yeah, no, there's a name that you know, and we've talked about a bit because obviously you're friends with his family and all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
but Justice Haynes is gonna be a pretty well known name by the end of the season.
He's gonna get totes.
He was on – Herbie had his Herbie's Awards or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, guy you haven't heard of that you'll know by the end of the year award. He didn't win it, but he was on that list.
Right.
Like, he's going to be one of those guys. Absolutely.
Yes.
I just like – and I think – I know Caitlin DeBoer is an excellent football coach.
Yes, he is.
But it is different. It is different.
If you have a greatness established over the longevity that has been at Alabama, it's going to be different.
I just wonder if things go – if there's any sort of bumps in the road, which there probably will be.
Right.
It's a really, really hard schedule.
Right.
Like, how's the reaction from the fan base? How does he handle that, being in that spotlight, in that fan base, in a way that he's never been before? Like, because there's going to be – look, it's an SEC schedule in 2024. It's going to be a really hard road for them to make the college ball playoff again. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying it's going to be hard.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how he deals with that kind of stuff and they deal with that kind of stuff behind him in the first year post-Nick Saban. The thing that is written as far as what Georgia fans might be worrying about at night – is actually the most reasonable thing that you can come up with.
Right.
Because on the field, there's nothing. Off the field, it's, does Kirby want to do this forever?
Yes.
Like, obviously he wants to do it this year, so you don't have to worry about it this year.
I don't think there's anything that Kirby wants to do more than coach the University of Georgia.
I don't think so.
And we'll talk more about the Clemson game tomorrow, because we got more and more thoughts about those. But, yeah, I don't think there's anything that Kirby wants to do other than be here. Now, if Dallas comes in and tries to blow his socks off with a damn unbelievable ass deal, you might get a phone. You might get him to say hello.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything that Kirby Smart wants to do to be the coach of his alma mater.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I also think he's really young and he's gotten it into a place that almost no coach has ever gotten a program into. There's very little to worry about. Ole Miss? What are Ole Miss fans worried about?
Can Lane Kiffin win a big game?
Can he actually do it?
Can he actually win a game?
This is the put up or shut up year.
He has all the talent on that roster bunk to get it done. Can he coach them to that?
Yep.
That's going to be his biggest thing.
Yeah, because he's had good players.
Yes.
Now, they've never had this. They've never had the trenches that they have on this team. What about Texas fans? What are they worried about leading into the season?
The depth. Do they have SEC depth? Because they got receivers. You talked about the receiver core they went
down. They got a great receiver.
They got a great quarterback.
Great receiver.
They got one of the better offensive lines. they're still one of those things where people talk about their secondary also.
Yeah, my thing is, can you do it again? I mean, last year was really good. Obviously, Sark makes the playoff and all that kind of stuff. But if you're really going to be one of those programs and Texas being back and all that kind of stuff, one-year blips, don't do it.
Nope.
You got to be in there every single year. They also play an SEC schedule.
Yes.
You don't get, no offense to the Big 12 teams, but, you know, that second week in October, Georgia's coming to town.
Yeah.
It's not Kansas State or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know
exactly. It's a little bit of a different deal. All right, we're going to get a quick break. It's also going to be a quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. So if you want to jump on and ask us an AMA question, please call 404-726-0929. The AMA is coming up next to wrap up the show here on a Trillville Thursday as we are live at Eastlake Golf Course for the Tour Championship at the Tito Stillhouse. We'll be right back with the AMA. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A little early today, like we said, as we're going to be out at 1:50 so we can make sure we do the transition from our show to Dukes and Bell and everything gets taken care of from a technical standpoint as we are broadcasting live from the Tour Championship, the Tito's Stillhouse. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Yes.
Back here tomorrow from 11 to 2. So if you didn't get a chance to come by and see us today, if you're coming to the tournament tomorrow, please stop by and say hello. A couple phone lines available as well, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Devin in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
No. Don't start with the – no. What's this I'm hearing about y'all leaving boat every time y'all go out somewhere, bro?
This is the problem,
What type of mess is this, bro?
Devin. We're having connections.
It might not be Devin's fault.
Yeah. Because Devin always be taking up all the damn time. Man, Randy.
What do you mean?
Just tell Devin, ask the question, Devin. There you go. Devin.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all hear me?
Well.
Are we on air?
I don't know. He sounded pretty fired up, though.
Yeah.
He sounded like we were going to get pretty solid Devin question or life story or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. So we'll give it a shot with caller two, see if that goes any better. Tony is in Rome. Hey, Tony.
Andy, Randy. How's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Just wanted to get your over-under on Charlie
it's definitely
five
going worse.
Going
I don't
five
know if anyone's hearing us, but I do have some social questions until we can confirm whether or not someone is hearing us. And then I'm not going to delete these in case I can reuse them down the road.
If a tree falls in the woods.
There you go. What's the dessert you're most likely to order out? While out at a restaurant?
I'm definitely an a la mode. They got the broccoli.
Dessert?
The brownie. They got the brownie, like with the skillet, with the ice cream, I'm all in.
Yeah, that's a very good dessert.
Whipped cream?
Hell no.
Cherry? Well,
hell
you don't get cherry without the whipped cream.
No damn whipped cream.
I don't know. Fudge? Do you do a fudge drizzle?
Hell no.
I don't know. You just a plain scoop of ice cream
on top. Damn whipped cream on nothing?
I think you put it on something.
Obviously.
I love bread pudding, and I never get it, really. But if we're at a restaurant for, like, an occasion or something like that, and they have bread pudding on their dessert menu, sometimes I'll break down and get some.
Yeah.
So good. So bad for you. It's so good.
All right. Another food question. If you could get rid of one vegetable immediately, which one would you choose?
None. I love all. I know. You know, I take that back.
I don't like celery.
I don't like bell peppers.
I don't think celery serves a purpose.
I'm not a big bell pepper. She loves bell peppers.
Even in, like, fajitas or anything like that?
I'm not a big bell pepper guy.
Okay.
Not a big bell pepper guy.
I like bell peppers when cooked. I'm not if there's a chopped up raw bell pepper on, like, a vegetable platter,
right.
I'm probably not going for that. But if it's cooked and it's a little soft, like maybe in, like a fajita or something like that. Sometimes we'll also do stuffed peppers.
Right.
Like cut the pepper in half and stuff it with taco stuff or whatever.
Yeah, not a big pepper guy. She likes it, peppers. So I'll tolerate it. But if I can get rid of them, I would.
I don't like celery. I don't like how it looks. I don't like that it has little strings in it.
Yeah.
I don't like that it comes in my wings. I think it's like it's just making my wings feel uncomfortable in that. But now I like carrot sticks. I don't mind the carrot sticks in my box of wings.
You can
I
have
like
those carrots.
But I feel like the celery is just in there kind of causing problems. I don't really like that much. So. You can get, also, people will chop it up and, like, put it in soup. There's no reason for
it. No reason to it.
All that is doing is just hogging up some broth.
I hear the music again. You guys want to try the phones again?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Still hiccuping. We'll find out.
Devin is in Kansas City.
I think he's gone.
Oh, he is? Okay.
All right. Tony in Rome.
Oh, Roscoe.
Oh.
Roscoe. Let's try him.
Love
Randy,
Roscoe.
Randy, how y'all doing today?
All right.
Yeah, I got the feeling this isn't going to work out. Oh,
can you hear me?
What's up, Roscoe?
Okay. My question
all
is,
right, let's
I'll make
go.
It fast.
No, yeah. We can't.
No, we can't.
We're going to stop taking. We're going to stop taking phone calls. The delay that you got cut Roscoe off.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll try to finish this up.
A lot
tomorrow.
Of hiccups and bumps. No worries. I think you guys have been asked this one before, but maybe not. If you were asked to coach an NFL team, you already had a quarterback in place. What is your next step?
If I'm what?
If you're asked to coach an NFL team, you already have the quarterback in place. What's the next step?
Pass rusher.
Hire a coordinator from the Sean McVay tree.
Ah, very good.
That's what I would do.
Very good. I like that one. I like that answer.
Give me one of those guys.
I like that
answer. So if I have my quarterback already, I'll get a guy to call plays. Because what am I? Am I a defensive specialist?
That's a great point.
Because I didn't play – like you probably are more offensive side, right?
Yeah.
Offensive minded.
But I would still hire one of those guys.
Yeah, you want one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm
anyway.
Thinking one of those guys.
Yeah, I like – I don't – if I'm a head coach, I don't want to call plays.
No,
I want to be CEO.
I want to be the CEO. Yeah. And it's crazy because a lot of them say the same damn thing. I'm going to be a CEO, and then once their side of the ball is not as good, then I'm taking them a play call.
Then they step in.
If Jimmy Ray don't get it done, Rod's going to be calling the defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Rod's going to call the defense.
But it's also a nice little out, like if things aren't going well, I can fire him
that,
first.
That gets you another year.
It buys you another year.
Yeah,
exactly
it buys
right.
you a year.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get my Sean McVay disciple, and then if he sucks, I'll fire him, and then I'll take over.
Yes.
And then if I still suck, well, then I get fired, but hopefully they buy me out.
Yes.
Which type of pass rusher are you going after, Andy? Are you going after an Aaron Donald or a Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett?
I'm going after I'm going edge guy.
Edge.
Okay. Yeah, give me the edge.
I figured just one.
I want like can I have Reggie White?
Yeah, because he's both of them.
I was just going with a couple more.
Did you see the Malik Nabers thing?
No.
How they unretired number one?
Yes.
And then I saw like he was wearing number nine.
Who had been number one?
He was like dude,
Ray Flaherty,
first jersey they ever retired, like over 100 years ago.
Oh wow!
And so I get obviously you get permission from the family, but I'm like, why would you do that for him? No offense.
Right. No offense.
But like, why would you do that for him? And I know the NFL got some problems with it because I wonder how many of those nine jerseys that people have already bought.
Right.
And now he's going back to one. I thought it was kind of funny.
If it's like a regular player that has to switch numbers, he has to then buy out the entire supply of jerseys.
Yeah.
So,
It's always interesting.
Rookie deal's a little rough.
When
like, I'm saying,
do that.
Yes.
Like when they drafted CeeDee Lamb and they made a big deal of giving him 88
right.
now, it's worked out.
He didn't want it, though.
It's worked out.
Yes.
He's worn it. I remember Jerry Rice got signed by the Seahawks, and Steve Largent was like, yeah, please wear 80.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're better than me. Like,
right.
you're one of the only guys that's actually better than me in NFL history. Please wear and all that. And when Jerry went to
Denver,
he wore 17.
Yes.
Which was weird.
Was
I don't know why.
Was, was Julius on
Rod
that team?
Smith?
Was Julius Thomas on that team?
Oh, I think that was pre-Julius, but I could be wrong.
Because Julius was number 80. That's why I don't know.
Yeah.
Or somebody else was 80 then.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's always funny when stuff like that pops up.
We talked about the Shohei Ohtani first pitch yesterday with his dog, Decoy.
So awesome.
They said they spent 5 weeks working and training that specific over the course of that doing it.
Right.
What's the coolest trick you think you could teach your dogs – Boone and Nico in a month.
I'm trying to get Nico to go outside when I tell him to. I got to physically open the door, step outside, and then he'll come outside.
He'll get there.
I mean, he's working on
it. He's a puppy.
He knows Nico come here, but he don't know Nico come here and do what I want you to do.
He will.
Yeah.
He will. He'll get there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
With a month with Boone, what could you get him to do?
Boone, he rolls over. He does the high five.
How do we feel about tying a rag to the refrigerator handle and having him fetch a beer for you?
I don't know if he could do that, but
he
could probably open the screen door if you did something like that. So last night is
run
his birthday.
It's
his birthday, right?
Right.
So we make him his annual cheeseburger, and I cut it up and put it on the plate on the ground in the kitchen, and then we all walked to the dining room to have dinner. And he was just sitting there.
Right.
He just sat there next to it. And I was like, dude, eat it.
Right.
He wouldn't eat it because he's not allowed to eat human food normally.
Right.
So I had to go in there and sit next to him, and like I gave him the first couple bites. I was like, dude, he's such a well-behaved dog.
He knows he's not supposed to
eat it. Eat it unless I was in there watching, because he was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Right.
But no. So I don't know. I think Boone's capable of anything. I think he's amazing.
I can't. I don't think I could even teach Chipper to like paw or high five. She doesn't like grabbing the paw, so it'd be a tough step to teaching like paw or high five.
So what? I'm sorry, I didn't see it actually. I know you guys. I didn't see what Shohei's dog.
So
actually did.
Shohei took his dog decoy onto the mound, told him to hold or stay, hold. Placed the ball down in front of him, then walked to home plate with decoy still staying, holding. He then gave whatever signal, break or come, grabs the ball and sprints from the mound straight on a direct line to home
plate.
Pretty
cool.
With Shohei waiting. And then dropped the ball, which Chipper used to do this too, dropped the ball about 3 feet in front of home plate, and it rolls the rest of the way to Shohei.
Cool. I bet Boone could learn how to do that in a month. I bet he could.
That's just a patience and fetch thing. Yep. If you can get the stay part to grab the ball and come to me, I think that one comes pretty quickly. So there you go. Question from Josh on Twitter. Andy Bunker, what is the difference between coconut water and coconut milk?
Color. I don't know.
Is that a real answer? That can't be right.
I don't think that's the real answer, but I think coconut water is like the electrolyte thing that people like to eat or drink.
I've never drank it before.
I don't know. If you're hungover or something, they say.
They say drink coconut water or something.
Vita Coco or Vita Coco or something like that is something people drink. Coconut milk is like supposed to be a substitute for milk, but it doesn't taste good.
Oh, yeah. I've never had that before.
And also, how can something have milk if it doesn't have nipples? Are there coconut nipples?
Well,
it's a great point.
You know what I mean?
It's a great point.
Does oat have nipples? Oat milk?
But you drink it though.
Almond milk.
You don't drink what milk? You drink. You drink Red Top.
I'll drink almond milk occasionally.
Well, how do you get milk out of almonds?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you get milk out of chocolate? Kinda.
Huh?
They look like nipples.
I mean,
kinda.
I know that, but can't I? Like, I mean, like, curious.
If you squeeze an almond super hard, it lactates.
We know that now.
Yeah, but really, you have to squeeze really hard.
Yeah.
So,
there we go.
You got to try it. Don't knock it till you try it. Let's get takeaways of the day. You got to squeeze super hard. Purple nurple on an almond.
Purple.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
I never heard of it until today, but golf courses can be neutered. And Joe said when Raheem Moore speaks, when Raheem opens his mouth, you come running.
He sure did. I think I tried to write it down how Randy said it. I don't know if I got it right, but onion roots are anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
Here, let's try again here. That onion root takes that swelling out you.
Okay, sorry. That's my bad. That onion root, take that swelling out you. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you squeeze an almond hard enough, it's going to lactate.
Yeah, man, we just figured that out.
Yeah, purple nurple and almond. See what happens.
That's how you get almond
milk. And then, I don't know, this is in the same category, the direct opposite, but firm. Big word this weekend.
Yeah. It's all they're going to be. They're going to be some millionaire whiners talking about how firm it is.
All right, let's go, Mike. Let's get right, Mike.
Okay. Pressure's on.
Pressure's on, Mike.
Dukes and Bell coming up in 10 minutes. We'll see. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Watch out now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.